The belief by many in town is that your people scared off the previous homeowners because you believe the land is rightfully yours, and because you believe it sits on an ancient burial ground.
We do believe the land is ours. But it sits upon a vortex, a portal to the underworld, the devil's playground. There are some places so dark, so evil, no human, no living being should ever dwell there.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Nez here, THR, quick reviews. This is just something that I want to do to be more part of the Horror Returns Network. It's not like I'm not a part of it. If you listen to the Action Returns, THR Presents Stream Fiends, and the Wrestling Returns, I'm sure you're sick of my voice. But anyway, this is something that I wanted to do for the gang. So this is a film that came out in 2014, and this is called 21 Days.
What can you tell me about the supposed haunted house, the one on Cedar Road?
To stay away from it.
Why?
Because it's haunted.
The paranormal activity in the house is so terrifying that every family that's tried to live there has left less than 21 days after moving in.
This little boy went mute just like the family that was living there back in 1977?
Yes.
Before abandoning the house, the two previous homeowners covered all the mirrors. Why was that?
To keep the demon from entering the soul.
You know those reality shows, they stay in a haunted house for a night? We're gonna stay in this house for 21 days.
I really wanna start to see some activity.
Be careful what you wish for.
It just moves. Watch.
Big time!
Suspense, it's 1 hour and 29 minutes. Three filmmakers barricade themselves in a house that is so haunted no one has been able to stay in it for more than 21 days. It's directed by Kathleen Bihun, I think that's how you say it. And this film is... Well, I'm clicking the wrong thing, everyone. Written by Kathleen, I'm sorry. And this stars Max Hamilton, a Whitney Rose Penn, Mikey River, Eduardo Roman, Anna Mangini, and some other people. All right. This film. Let me read another. This is the storyline from IMDb. Three filmmakers embark on a paranormal challenge by barricading themselves in a house so haunted no family has been able to live more than 21 days in order to film the supernatural phenomenon which presumably occurs, but nothing can prepare them for the evil that lies in wait. There are some places so dark, so evil, where no human, no living thing should dwell. Okay. My thoughts on the film, it was kind of a good idea. It wasn't anything that we haven't seen before, but what made me want to watch this film is I kind of just saw a little I guess the trailer. This is streaming on Tubi, as well as YouTube. But it is from, was it? Oh my gosh, I can't remember. I think it's Gravitas Ventures is the ones that put this out. Let me see. I'm pretty sure it was them. But anyway, what I saw in the trailer was that this house is built on top of a Native American burial ground. That's all it took for me to watch this film. For those of you that, most of you probably know, but those of you, if you're new to the show or new to the network, I am Native American. I am from the Navajo Nation from Arizona. Full blood. So that's, I love watching anything dealing with Native Americans in films. Are all of them good? No. But in the horror genre, my opinion, every time they tackle some kind of, not every time, there's some Native filmmakers out there, shout out to my brother Mike, they get it right. But a lot of non-Natives that bring in the Native representation into films, again, my opinion, they get it wrong. They make it out to where we are the bad guys. Our land is evil in all of this. But so I'm like, all right, let me check this out. There is a Navajo actor in this. He is speaking the Navajo language. There is no subtitle because he has a gentleman next to him that's translating. I can understand the Navajo language more than I could speak it, but I was able to pretty much get the gist of what this guy was saying. So I was like, all right, let me check this movie out. Again, this isn't anything we haven't seen before, dealing with a haunted house, a found footage film. It kind of had the Blair Witch thing, of course, three people going into a house, but they, and then being there, and then there, because the background of the story is that when this house was built, the people that lived there, way back in the day when it was built, they only made it 21 days or 20 days or something like that, and then they disappeared. So they were saying that it could have been the natives that went in there and killed them and buried the body somewhere in Noma, because like they didn't know where they ended up. Then the next family that moved in, kind of like an Amityville Horror type of thing, that the next people, they moved into the house. Things started happening. Stuff started happening to one of their kids. Also, the very first family that was in there, something happened to their kid. So they just kind of bailed out of this house and just like Amityville Horror, left all their possessions in the house. So these three filmmakers are going in there trying to figure out what is causing all this. They do interviews with some of the townspeople. Again, they're dealing with the two Native guys. And then they have this idea of, look, we're going to go into this house and we're going to get some guys to barricade us in there. Lock the door, lock all the windows so they can't get out. And there we're going to spend the next 21 days in there and film it all. They have cameras all over the house, so it catches things in there. They're also walking around with a camera, a handheld camera, so as they're moving through the house. They have sensors in the house, and so that it picks up all the paranormal activity that's going on in it. I won't tell you what happens at the end, because if I'm selling it to you, maybe you'll check it out. Did it need to be an hour and a half? They could have shaved off a few minutes of this. At least an hour. I was fine with the hour, but I did like the effects, practical effects. They're laughable. I'm not a filmmaker. I've never directed a film. I've never acted in a film, but I've seen enough to give you my little half-assed opinion on what I think. I mean, nothing against anybody that was acting in this film. I mean, I give it to everyone that makes films. If you are a filmmaker and you're listening to this, I'm not talking shit. I mean, I do talk shit sometimes, but I can appreciate when people make films like this, especially horror films. Is every horror film good? No. Even the big budget ones, some of them, a lot of them are garbage. But I liked what they were trying to do here. Or I'm sorry. I like what they did here. But again, like I've said a few times already, this isn't something we haven't seen before. So, but I love the special effects, because when things start going haywire and things start moving and flying around, it was funny. It was enjoyable. It was entertaining. So, but again, what made me watch this film was the whole native aspect of it. I'm like, really? I mean, The Shining, they were saying that that hotel was built on top of a native burial ground. Pet Cemetery, they're saying that the Pet Cemetery was on top of the Mi'kmaq Indians' burial ground, and all hell was breaking loose there. So I'm like, all right. But there was a warning. I mean, a lot of these films dealing with native representation in the film that's causing the badness. But I always say this when I watch these type of films, even in big budget films, it doesn't have to be horror. I'm like, you have to listen to the natives when they tell you. They're not telling you just to hear themselves talk. They're warning you. But then there would be no movie. So these people obviously didn't listen to the warning, and they got what they got. So, but again, this was an entertaining film. If you are a Tubi watcher, shout out to Bede and Marcy. They kind of got me hooked on all the Tubi stuff. I really didn't. I hate the advertisements, the commercials in it. But I've seen so many movies now lately on Tubi. It doesn't bother me. But again, this was on, I think it's on Tubi. It's on Tubi or Plex or one of those freebies or one of those ones. But it is on YouTube. No ads, no nothing. So you can watch the whole film. But again, this is something I think if you enjoy these type of found footage films and you like these paranormal movies, there's a bunch of them out there. Are, again, all of them good? No. A lot of them are not very good, in my opinion. But there is some gems out there you can find. So, but again, they go into the house. They barricade themselves in there. And as the days go by, they start catching things on film. They start hearing things. They start witnessing, actually seeing things going on in the house. They're all getting scared. So, and you guys know how it goes with all that. And then the ending happens, and then, yeah, again, it's an older film, but I think you guys should check this film out. I enjoyed it. Will I watch it again? Maybe not anytime soon, but I enjoyed the film. It put a smile on my face, and a big smile on my face when the older gentleman was speaking Navajo. So, but, all right, everyone, that is going to be it. This quick review, again, it is on YouTube and Tubi, Plex, Freevee, one of those ones that are out there. Because I have all of them, but I don't remember exactly what it was. Okay, it's on Plex, it's on the Roku channel, it's on Tubi, or you can rent it, or just watch it for free on YouTube. Either way, definitely check it out if you guys get time, if I'm selling it to you, but... With that, again, this is something new that I wanted to do. I'll just find some. I'm going to be finding like indie films. I'm not going to deal with the big budget films that we always cover here. So I'm going to just search YouTube and Tubis and all that. If you have any suggestions on an indie film, let us know. Send us an email. Go to horrorreturns.com and drop us a line. Let us know. And, we'll watch it. Might be Brian and on here. Might be Lance and I. Might be all of us on here doing a quick one. Quick review. But anyway. All right, everyone. That's it. It's late. But anyway. Be safe out there. Come back more. So until then, be safe out there and party on.